views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Sherry believes that we're all psychic, and she's the expert in understanding the various ways that intuition naturally surfaces and activating your most powerful and natural wisdom, your psychic knowing. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. Tap into the divine within to harness your innate ability to co-create abundance, harmonious relationships, joy, and well-being in a fun and interesting way. Now, here's your host, Sherry Dillard.
Hello, everybody. This is Sherry Dillard. I hope you're all having a very good day. I am going to be here every week at this same time, and I'm going to be taking your calls and doing all kinds of fun stuff. Today, we are going to actually have an intuition class. Before we do this, though, I want to remind everybody that we are also going to be taking readings for the entire hour, calls. If you have a question or concern about relationships or really anything, feel free to give me a call at 800-930-2819. I have been doing readings for a long time. I'm a psychic and a medium. I've been in this work for about 25 years. I also have a Master's of Divinity in New Thought Pastoral Counseling. And I have written a few books, Discover Your Psychic Type, which is a best-selling book, which talks about the different ways, the four primary ways that we all tend to innately receive psychic intuitive information. I'm also the author of Love and Intuition, which is a book similar to Discover Your Psychic Type in that I explore the different ways that we receive intuitive information, but this book is really focused more in the way we do that in relationships. And it has a lot of exercises in it that help you to heal yourself, heal relationships, be able to tune into a partner or yourself, and also talk a lot about love in Love and Intuition. And the kind of love I talk about is absolute love. It's about the love that is innately within us, which is our essence, and how we can better discover that love. And the more we do that, the more we draw from within our own well of that divine love within, the more we heal, the more we attract that love in a partner and in other relationships. So we're going to be talking a little bit about that. That's in part what of our exercises are about today. I'm also the author of The Miracle Worker's Handbook, which is a book about connecting with the higher energy of Mary and how we can use that in our everyday life to improve our lives, and also about communicating with angels. It's an intuitive book. It's kind of a little different than the other ones, but still about intuition, synchronicity, and all that fun kind of thing. By the way, I just want to mention I am going to be teaching some classes in 2013 at the beginning, actually in December, late December 2012. If you're interested in any of that, please take a look at my website, www.sherrydiller.com, and you'll find a list of classes there. And if you do want to get hold of me, feel free. My email my email is sgd7777@yahoo.com. I'd love to hear from you, and I do private readings. Okay, so we're going to get into a little bit more about intuition development. Again, taking your calls all day. I do have a caller on the line right now, Joyce from Ohio, it looks like. So, Joyce, if you, Brian, my pal Brian, I hope you're there.
Yes, Sherry.
Hello. Would you feel free to just send Joyce right on to
Okay,
me.
Joyce, you're on the air with Sherry Dillard.
Hi.
Hi, Joyce. How are you today?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. So what would you like to maybe, what's your concern?
Sherry, I'm going to level with you. I've been through some rough times, and I'm just, I felt compelled to call.
Well, I'm glad you did call. Anything in particular or just kind of general? Want me to just...
I would like medium service, if that's possible.
Is it just in general, or is there anybody specific that you wanted me to...
There's several, actually. It doesn't, at this point, it doesn't...
Oh, there's several. Okay, well, I'm not sure who I'm going to get. I'm probably not going to get to several people, but what's your birthday?
My birthday is June 22nd.
All right, let me just see who's coming in for you, June 22nd.
I'm a Cancer with a Scorpio rising. I know that.
Yeah, you are, right. That's right, June 22nd. Okay, let's see. All right, I'm getting a male who's coming in. Did you have a male friend or partner, close male, who passed over?
Yes.
Yeah, and this is not a family member, right?
No.
Yeah, I don't feel family with him. He's telling me that you have beautiful eyes, he tells me. He tells me that I take it that his passing has been very difficult for you.
Yes.
He wants you to know that he's with you, and he's trying to help you with this. He shows me him, like, holding your hand, and he keeps reassuring you. He tells me to tell you it's going to get easier, it's going to get better, and that he doesn't really understand either why things happen. But he's actually, you know, I have to tell you, he's in a lot of light right now. There's a lot of love around him. Yeah, let me just see. Do you have any particular question for him?
Well, I'll tell you what happened, Sherry, if I can.
Sure, yeah.
My husband passed away, and a week later my daughter passed away.
Oh, okay. Well, I was getting your husband, but I wasn't getting your daughter yet. Let me just see. Whoops, I got something on the line.
No, I don't mean to take in a lot of your time today. I just thought...
Well, yeah, I don't quite know why... she didn't come in. I would have thought she would have come in with him. She didn't. Just speak her. What's her name?
Carly.
All right, let me just see if we can call her. Sometimes if you say their name, they'll call, come in. Carly. All right, yeah, she is coming in now. She's, you know, it's funny. Her voice is so, like, light. I can't hardly hear it, but let me hear what she's saying. Man, you know what it is? This is what's happening with her. There is so much emotion with her. It's almost hard to read. She's very, very loving, very sweet. She's almost like curled up like a little kitten is the image I get of her. And let me just see if she will talk. She's not talking too much to me, though. All right, she wants you to know that she's gone back, she tells me, to a time in her life. She's, you know, like sometimes when people pass over, they'll revert to a time in their life that was easier for them, that was softer. And that's where she is now. She's very young as I get her right now, and she's doing a lot of healing with the angels. And
you would have needed that.
Yeah, and that's the impression I get from her is that... And that's why she didn't come in initially, is that there's so much healing going on right now. She's in a special space for people who pass with a lot of difficulties, emotional, other types of things. And
I thought my husband would have been too, but I don't know why I thought of him.
For whatever reason, he's coming in a little differently than she is, and I don't know. I mean, I don't have the time to fully go into it right now, but I can tell you.
I feel bad calling in on your hour, the show.
No,
I feel bad.
I'm glad you did. I'm glad you called. Let's just say, leave it like this, that she's in an incredible amount of healing. Just think of her as a little kitten. She's gone back to a time in her life that was softer, easier. Your husband is with you a lot, though, and I feel like it's because you need it. I feel like he knows that, and being with you, I have to tell you, he is with you all the time, and
I'm constantly, Sherry, and I don't know what's happening in my life, but something's calling me to read a lot,
Yeah, Yeah, well, it's probably, yeah, you know, your life can't help but change right now, you know, that you have to, you know.
You have bad energy now. I just want it to get
better. Well, no, it's not bad. It's transformative, and you have to look at it as transformative and be able to recognize that this is a call from your own soul to kind of recreate who you are. I mean, and it's going to take time. You know, there's a lot of pain and a lot of grief you're going through, but trust your angels. Ask for your angels' help, because you know, there's a new life coming for you, and it will happen. I'm really sorry you've had to go through kind of the pain that I can feel here with you, but know that, you know, ask your angels, and their love will come. It's here for you. All right, my dear, I'm going to have to move.
I know.
Another Joyce here, from, believe it or not, from Texas. So, bless you, and
thank you, Sherry.
Yes, I they're both doing good though. All right.
Thank you.
You take care. Okay. Bye.
You too. Bye bye.
Okay. It looks like we've also got. Is this true? No, is this true? Brian.
Sarah, you're on the air with Sherry Dillard. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hi, Sherry. It's Sarah. Hi. It's Sarah.
Sarah. I don't know why.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I see. Okay. I'm sorry. I thought it says after Joyce. Okay. Sarah. Do I know you, Sarah? No.
We have talked before, yes.
Okay. For some reason, you just seem familiar to me.
I get that a lot.
Oh, really? Well, that's kind of a good thing. I think, you know, it shows that, you know, people are kind of vibing with your vibe. So what is on your mind today?
Well, for my job, I do investigations, and they often involve children. And mm-hmm. I'm in the middle of one right now that's very disturbing to me. And my intuition is in overdrive. It's screaming at me to get to the truth and get justice. And so my question for you is kind of twofold, one of which is, do you see anything or anything that could help me in my job, my quest? And
right.
Second, if you have any advice for those of us who do try to use our intuition at our jobs and to...
Right, right. Yeah, well, I applaud you. You know that. Good for you. I really do. I've done so much work with kids, with children. I volunteer for 2 different organizations for missing children. And I completely understand, because I am in the same way. When I'm working a case that involves children, and I do them, like I say, I volunteer for them for missing children, and I've done a fair number of murder investigations too. It is so difficult, and there's a part of you that can't let it go at the same time, you know?
I'm dreaming about this at night.
Like that. You know, and the thing is that... even though, you know, what's happening in part too is that your angels are so, not just yours, but the angels of these children, they're kind of using you as, you know, a conduit and a vessel to help them. So you're kind of involved in almost like a teamwork kind of thing. And I bring that up because it's important to remember that when you use your intuition with this, keep opening to that, to higher guidance, to where you're being led, and keep asking for more, you know, information, specifics. You got to keep a really running dialogue going with your higher self, your angels, and your intuition. And at the same time, managing your own emotions, managing your own kind of responses to working with such difficult things. I'm going to get back to this. Don't hang up. I want to talk to you a little bit more about this. We got to go to a break here in a moment. So I just want to mention to everybody right before we go to the break that I am taking calls today, 800-930-2819. And we are going to be later on in the program, we are going to be, in fact, this might be helpful too to Sarah, because we are going to be talking about ways to manage your emotions and align your emotional energy with your intuition, because they often seem like they are very much opposed to one another. and when they and they're not, but when, you know, because emotion is energy, but when we can align them, they can actually be a tremendous force. So we'll talk a little bit more to Sarah when we come back. I'll talk again about how we can align emotions with intuition. And I believe that we're going on a break right now. Is that true, Brian?
Yes, it is.
All right, great. We'll be back.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to your dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate With Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Join Lisa Kay, international business consultant and mentor, and host of the hit show Success and Empowerment, as she combines a voracious appetite for learning and a life mission to understand and simplify the complex as she delivers a recipe for your unique talent. Lisa's intuitive ability to ask the right question has set her apart as she engages the most inspiring people in the world to tell their story. Tune in each Tuesday at 2 Pacific at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Sherry Dillard. I'm back in Intuit University, and we're talking. We've got Sarah on the phone. Sarah is an investigator, and you work with children, correct, Sarah?
Yes.
Yeah. And you're talking about that you kind of just go into overdrive, you get driven, you're not sleeping well, and you kind of wanted some help with understanding how to use your intuition better.
Yes, I mean, how much should I listen to it? How much should I
try
to work with it?
Right. Okay. All right. Those are great questions. And the thing is that you know, you're in an extreme situation in a way, because I'm sure your emotions are really stirred up. But in general, this happens to all of us at some time or another, in some form or another. And that is kind of why I wrote the book, Love and Intuition, is because, you know, the primary reason, or at least there's three primary reasons people come to see me. And one is about relationships, and because it's hard when we're emotionally connected to something, our emotions and our intuition seem to go in opposite directions. You know, we may really want something, we may feel strongly about whatever, and we want our intuition to really kind of back that up. But what seems to happen at times is that it's really hard to discern intuition because we do have such strong emotions. And I'm sure, Sarah, that's why you're not sure to trust it, is because there's so much emotion there. It can feel like, you know, am I making this up? Is it not true? It's not clear and all of that. I'm going to help you more specifically in a moment. Let me just say, though, in general for everybody, and this is true for you, is that, you know, emotion is the most powerful energy that we individually feel. It is, you know, the reason we incarnate. It is behind everything that means anything to us. There's emotional energy. And then, and what happens in the human world is we really judge emotion as good or bad, or pleasant, unpleasant. And that's okay, because we're meant to do that, because that's how emotions are helping us to learn and grow. But the truth of it is that emotion is energy, and it's pure energy. And if you can kind of sometimes detach from, know how you feel, it's not about denying how you feel, but at the same time detach from the personal connection to that feeling, and understand that you have powerful energy that you're dealing with, and that you can use that energy to actually access better intuitive awareness. So the beginning step in doing that would be to name the feelings that you're feeling: stress, desire, passion, happiness, sadness, grief, whatever it may be. And then the next step after that would be to feel the power behind that emotion. Name it, and then feel that energy, and try to feel it just as energy, not as this energy feels like grief or this energy feels like happiness, but to just in your body almost get a visceral feeling of that energy that's pouring through you. And, you know, you'll feel it, like your body might get tense, or you might feel your heart beating more rapidly, or you might feel more energized, like you can go out and really do something, or you might feel really depleted. You might feel a lack of energy. You might feel really tired. But the important part of this is to understand the energy behind the emotion, because once you know that and you can kind of connect more with the energy of it, what you can do is you can say something to yourself, like you can kind of get quiet within yourself, close your eyes, breathe, and then you can put out there whatever question or whatever it is you need or would like information about. Now, and Sarah, in your case, it might be a particular child you're working with or a certain situation. And so you can feel that energy in you. You can feel that drive as just pure energy. And then you can kind of recognize, okay, this is what I would like to know or connect with, or what do I do with this or whatever. And instead of trying to kind of battle that feeling energy, use it. In other words, imagine it as light. Imagine it as illuminating light that you can kind of more or less align with your question. You can. It's like a stream of energy, a power, and you can put your question, your concern into that power, and then sit back, relax, and see what you receive. You get it?
Wow.
It takes some practice. I'm not going to, you know, but I'm telling you seriously, it can be incredibly effective. When I work on murder investigations, missing persons, missing children, it can be incredibly emotionally charged. And what I've really learned to do is to do that, is to kind of not deny the emotion, not deny the energy I'm feeling, but to kind of almost get like, I really, and the other thing I do is I push the energy up into my higher chakras, And I imagine my higher chakras, and for people who don't know chakra, it's just the energy centers through your body, intuitive information, psychic information, tends for me to come in more in my higher chakras, which would be, you know, kind of my head area. It can come into your heart. But to imagine that power, that emotional energy going into those chakras and then expand it. Don't deny it. Don't get into your head of like, oh, well, I can't believe this because I feel this, or this can't be true because I really want this to happen. Just kind of like detach from the emotion, the name of it, or what it feels like, and use the energy of it. It may seem abstract, but if you try that, I think you're going to find that it's going to be effective for you. Trust me. No, go ahead. What were you saying?
It's hard. It's hard because on the one hand I'm dealing with facts. I need to stick to the facts, ma'am, you know, and then the other side is I feel anger, I feel sadness, and I don't want, you know, my emotions to cloud the facts and the job I have to do. And at the same time, but so this is just would be revolutionary for me to actually accept the anger and the sadness that I feel.
Trust me, you can. I know exactly what you mean. I mean, I've worked with, you know, trust me, when you work with police, when you work with detectives, all they want is the facts. They do not want you to tell them, oh, I feel this, oh, I sense it, oh, there's light. They don't want to hear any of that. They want to know time, place, name, and pretty much that's it. Or you're no good, you're a fraud, and we don't believe you. So I've been in situations where I have to give names, I have to give locations, facts. If you don't give facts to police or missing persons, they just do not listen. They won't listen at all. So it can be done, is why I bring that up. It can be done. Again, try to detach some from... See, what you just said was you're kind of building up a little dissonance there, because you said, I need facts on one hand, and then I've got all this emotion. Just for a moment right now, imagine that they're not separate. Imagine that the emotion that you're feeling is going to help you. Believe it or not, it might not seem like it, but believe it or not, imagine that energy of those emotions can actually help you to really uncover more facts and dig deeper into the facts.
Mm.
You get it? It's kind of like a tool. Imagine it as a tool that you're going to take all that energy and you're going to use it to really dig into the facts, to get to the bottom of it, to really know what's going on and to do what's in the highest good.
Very helpful. Thank you.
It will be a lot easier. It you know what? It doesn't make sense to us because we tend to think of one or the other, emotion, logic, rational, or we're feeling crazy people. But try this because, like I said, I've done it a lot. I've had to do this. And you know what? The truth is, when I'm feeling really, really intensely about something and angry, because I, you know, if you're working with a murder, it can bring up so much anger. I actually now embrace that, and I'm happy I feel the emotion because I know that's going to help me. I know that is going to be energy that I can intuitively hold on to that's going to help me to dig in deeper. So when you do this again, just try that, okay? Just imagine it works, because it does work, and I think it's going to help you more than you may know.
Okay.
All right, my dear. Well, congratulations. I'm really proud of you for doing this. No, I really am. You know, it's not easy work. It takes a special person, and I think that you're called to it, and I think your intuition is really going to be helpful for you.
Thank you. I wish I didn't have a job, but I do, so thank you.
You wish you didn't have a job?
Well, I wish there wasn't a necessary need for my
job. What you're saying. Yeah,
you know
absolutely.
What I'm saying?
Yeah, no.
Every time I have to go out, I wish that I didn't have to go out. But
yeah, I bet.
Thank you.
But all right, thanks for calling. You take care.
Okay. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. All righty. So thank you for calling, Sarah. And again, if you do want to give me a call, feel free, 800-930-2819. We are talking today about intuition and emotional energy, how to align the two. And we're doing a little bit of an intuition class today. So the first thing that, well, not the first thing, we've done already a bit, but I wanted to go over a couple of, actually, it's seven skills, we'll say. It's seven skills that you can use that are going to help to strengthen your intuition. It's going to help to strengthen your ability to kind of tune into your intuition and also develop it to the extent that you can trust it more, which is what we're all needing to do. One of the things before I get started on these seven skills is if you are listening and you kind of have the ability, maybe you don't, you might not be working or driving or something, but if you have the ability to write down some of what I say, it might be helpful because we probably are not going to be able to do the exercises right now, but you can do some of them and then write down enough so you'll remember what to do on your own. I often, you know, suggest a journal for people too that can be very helpful for writing information down. Brian, are you trying to get a hold of me, by the way?
It's time for your break now.
Okay. All righty. All right. So we'll be back and we'll get to work on this.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Hello, this is Sherry Dillard, and we are talking about emotion, intuition. We're taking calls. I do have a call I'm going to take in just a moment from Brenda. Before I do that, I just want to remind you, my website is www.sherrydiller.com, and I'd love to hear from you. Email sgd7777@yahoo.com. All right, Brian. If Brenda is there, I'd love to talk to her.
Hello.
Hello, Brenda?
Sherry?
Yes. Hey, yes. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm doing pretty good today. Sorry about that. I didn't actually see that I had a caller, so I appreciate your waiting.
I know. Well, I heard your Brian conversation here, so.
Oh, okay, good.
I did hear that.
That's
that
good.
That was okay.
So,
I mean.
Yeah, good. So I wasn't ignoring you. I just, for some reason, wasn't getting my messages.
I understand.
So, my dear, what is on your mind today?
Well, I was just hoping you might have some, you or my angels or my cousins might have some words of wisdom for my immediate future and what direction I may be taking.
Did you say your husband?
Yeah, he passed.
Oh, okay. Because I thought you meant for your, I just wanted to be clear if you said.
No, not for him. No.
All right. Well, let me
for
just,
me.
From, all right. Let me see either your husband or your angel. So let me just see who's coming in here with Brenda. What's your birthday?
1-18-57.
All right. Let's see. All right. Well, I do feel him coming in. I also feel your angels. All right. Let me just see what we first get, though, with your angels. All right. Well, what they're telling me is that they would like for you, one of the things they'd like for, they're trying to help you with to focus on a little bit more is, and I when I say this, I'm not saying red flag here, okay? But I do want to say some on your health right now.
Okay.
And again, I'm not saying red flag, there's a disaster. I don't want you to get off and think, oh my gosh, am I ill? At the same time, though, I really feel you got to watch some of the foods you're eating. I feel like you might have some allergies to some things you're eating.
Okay.
And I feel like it's kind of like you're getting, you know, you're tired and I feel like your metabolism is not working real well. All right. With that said, let me just see anything else that they want to say for what's coming up for you. You know, your intuition actually is getting much stronger, and they're really wanting to work with you a little bit more with that. All right, let's bring in your husband. Yeah, let me bring in your husband. He's coming in here. All right. All right, I think this is your husband. Was he kind of a more stockier kind of guy?
No, no.
All right, it isn't him then. I when I said husband, I saw him, and all right, All right, well, let me see what this man's saying, though. Well, all right, speak your husband's name. That will help
Fine.
Me.
Yeah. Pardon me?
What's your husband's name?
Larry.
Larry? All right, let me see Larry here. All right. Okay. All right, he's showing me something actually kind of specific. He shows me your home. I feel like... he's talking about maybe, I'm not sure exactly what he means by this. This is kind of, it's funny because you want a message for you, but he's talking about the home. I feel like it's kind of a joke in some ways, or maybe it just shows his personality.
I would get it.
What's that?
I said I'd probably get it.
Well, it has something to do with the differences between the two of you in how you kept the home or what you did with it in terms of keeping it up or something like that. And he's kind of, you know what it is? He's outside a bit, too, of your home. And, okay, that's in part what it is. And he keeps wanting you to get out, too, he says.
Okay.
Get out a little bit more. I don't know if he... Did you have a yard?
Yeah.
He do yard work or something or like being out?
He
keeps inviting you outside, saying you're going to feel better. He says, I'm out here. And I think that's actually what he meant. Maybe he liked being outside more. You've been indoors more. He's really wanting you to get out and a little bit more active. Like he says, you know, it's beautiful. This is the time. I feel like there was so much he wanted to share with you in that way, you know, things that he would have liked to do with you. And he says, you can still do them with me. We can still do them. You know, he's very sweet, actually. You know that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, he really is. And he really, there's a comfort I get from him that he extends to you. And he really wants you to, I feel like, you know, you will feel it. I feel like right now, you know, it just takes time. But he's definitely, go outside definitely, and you will feel him more. And the activity, whatever, you know, those things that were left undone, obviously it'll never be the same. But he's got a nice smile, a nice kind of energy. Is your father over, by the way?
Yes.
Passed? I think that might be your father coming in. This other man just keeps coming in as I'm talking to Larry.
No, I'd love to hear from him. That's fine.
Yeah, that's who initially came in for. I mean, they both here, but for. All right, let me hear what he wants to say. All right, let's see Larry here. All right. I mean, I'm sorry.
He's always told me. Yeah, my dad's name was Ken.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, I was kind of confused. All right. He's. I'm not sure. He's talking about your driving, but I'm not sure what he means by it. He's with you when you drive, I feel, and he's trying to help you to, do you live in a nice area, pretty area?
Beautiful. Yep. God's country.
Yeah. He shows this beautiful kind of area. And it's funny you say God's country. That's how he feels about it. He feels like, you know, that's what he says. There's so much beauty around you. And I don't know if you ever do get out and drive around in it or just kind of take that time, but breathe, he says, enjoy it, get out, look at it. He's right in the car. He's right next to you. He shows me and he says, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be with you. And it's okay.
Wow.
He kind of pats your hand. He pats your arm and he says, you know what? It's okay. You know, the thing about your father is I don't feel he was a big talker. I don't feel like he...
Yeah.
Probably shared a lot, but I can tell you this, his presence is quite strong and I feel like he gets it a little bit more that you need that, you know?
Okay. That
need his presence and that strength and don't expect to hear a lot of from him, but you'll get it more through feeling because he is very close to you. Like I said, you know, kind of just sitting there and get out a little bit, like, you know, because you do live in a beautiful area, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Yes. I thank you so much, Sherry.
Well, thanks for
calling. And looking forward to your intuition tips.
Oh, okay, great. Thanks. We're going to get right to that. All right, you take care.
Yes. Thanks again.
Right.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye. All righty. So if you do want to call, we still have some time here, 800-930-2819. I am going to talk a little bit. Like I said, I do want to get to a few different things. So here are the 7 skills for helping you develop your intuition. One is observe. Observe and listen. And what does that mean? That means that a lot of times what we do with our intuition is we get something and we try to interpret it and figure it out really quickly. My intuition is telling me this. Okay, what does that mean? Oh, why don't I know? Okay, forget it. I don't know. And we can kind of talk ourselves out of it within, you know, no time. One of the skills to do is to kind of be more patient. Breathe, relax. Let's say, you know, for Brenda here, I think your father gave good advice of, you know, and your husband both getting out, breathing, relaxing, taking things in, and you will feel and hear and receive more. Don't jump into things though. Kind of just give it some space, whatever you receive. The second tip I want to tell you is to use your imagination. Even though we tend to think that imagination is kind of made up stuff that doesn't really have any purpose or meaning and it's child thing and or it's movies or whatever, your imagination is actually the tool that your intuition uses to give energy information form. You can, in other words, receive energy information through a feeling. Your body feels a certain way. You can feel fuzzy. But what your imagination can do is it can actually put meaning to that. And it'll put meaning to that through a symbol, numbers. Sometimes, you know, funny things will pop up. When I'm doing readings, a lot of times, certain things, symbols for me, and I over time have developed and I know what that means. Somebody else would look at that symbol and not have any idea, but it's my imagination at work with my intuitive awareness putting meaning so that I can know what I'm talking about. So if you feel like you're making things up as you do intuition work, good, keep it up, because eventually you'll be able to judge the difference between when your imagination is really working when you're with your intuition and when it's not. When you're kind of just making things up, you'll know it, you'll feel it. It'll just be kind of empty feeling. All right, the third skill is take a leap. You'll never be sure if your intuition is accurate until you take a leap. You know, the logical mind always wants to have control, and it will do whatever it needs to do to kind of like, you know, don't think that or don't say that or that can't possibly be true, because it's looking for concrete logical information. But in order to really get the most out of your intuition, you're going to have to just go for it. Take a leap, jump. Whatever you receive, don't try to figure it out again. Just give it some space and go for it. Okay, the fourth skill you're all going to love, and that is to make mistakes. Making mistakes is not a bad thing. It's kind of a good thing, and I'll tell you why. Is that, you know, if you're going to learn a musical instrument or a different language or any skill, really, anything that's, you know, we do, we're going to get things wrong before we get them right. And when I mean wrong, I don't mean disastrously wrong. I mean that it takes a while to kind of refine certain skills in order to get the most out of them. And if you, so many people, what they do with their intuition is that if they feel something or know something or whatever, and they say, okay, well, this is what this means. I'm going to get money coming in 2 weeks. I feel it. This is how I'm interpreting this. And it doesn't happen. What people will do then is, you know, kind of think, well, okay, my intuition sucks. I'm no good at it. I'm never going to do that again. Or, you know, whatever. But I can tell you this, getting things incorrect is a good way to get them correct. And this is why, and this may be hard to understand. So when I say this, think of your intuition, think of like your inner knowing, that there's a certain connection that you will find you get when your intuition is on that you don't get when your intuition is off. Now, what does that mean? Like I said, it's hard to understand, but you'll feel it internally. You'll feel like, kind of like what I just did actually with Brenda, was that the man I initially got, I believe it was her father, and her husband was also there, but her father's presence was very strong initially. Why does that happen? Sometimes they're in queue in spirit, and they just come in for different reasons, priority-wise. But when I said husband, your husband's here, something like that, I initially I felt like, wait a minute, this isn't your husband. I felt that because there was a certain feeling of that being off. Now, that was a mistake if I thought initially that was her husband. But as soon as I said husband, I was able to kind of be aware of that. Give yourself permission to kind of play with this a little bit. Brian?
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck. Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Hello, this is Sherry Dillard, and I was long-winded on that last segment. For some reason, I'm not getting my signals right here. And I've been talking about the seven skills for developing your intuition, some of them. We're probably not going to get into everything because we're going to have to end in just a moment. But I'll mention really quick, and these skills, by the way, are in my book, Love and Intuition. And if you would like to learn more about that and a bunch of other information, because this book is full of exercises and all kinds of interesting things to help you with love and intuition in all aspects, relationships, and people who have passed over, I have exercises in on how to connect with them. And your angels and your psychic emotional intelligence, which I actually didn't get too much today. All right, but we're going to have to go in a minute. So just very quickly, the fifth skill is receiving, and that's about just getting into the habit of being in a receptive mode, of listening. We kind of talked about that a little bit earlier, but this is receptivity to all parts of your being, body sensations, thoughts, emotions, dreams, visions, images, flashes of knowing, just accepting it all. The sixth skill is interpreting, which actually, you know what, I can do a whole show on how to interpret psychic intuitive information, and I probably will, because it's very important. In fact, it's probably one of the things that a lot of people struggle with the most. The seventh skill is just simply having fun. Make it fun. Don't make it like, oh, I'm good or bad or it doesn't work or whatever. It is a lot of fun to work with the spirit realm. They're funny. Trust me, they're wanting to work with you as much as you want to work with them. And if you ask your angels and guides for help and assistance, trust me, they will be there for you and they would love to help you. Like I said, we are pretty much out of time today. I do want to remind you that I am Sherry Dillard and I would love to hear from you. My website is www.sherrydillard.com. Email is sgd7777. I do have some classes coming up in 2013, and one of which is about intuitive writing. I've written a few books, Discover Your Psychic Type, Love and Intuition, The Miracle Worker's Handbook. I tend to write very intuitively, And even if you don't want to write a book, or if you do, or, you know, you can do intuitive writing as a way to just access your own inner knowing. And I'd love to talk to you more about that, and we'll probably do a show about that at some point also. If you didn't get a chance to call in today and you would like to, feel free. I will be here again next week. Feel free to sign up for my newsletter, and I will be signing off right now. So thank you so much.
You've been listening to Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Tune in each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. Call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as she supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information about Sherry and to schedule your personal session, visit www.sherrydillard.com. That's www.sherrydillard.com. See you next week on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.